spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
Yes. Yep, we did.
Did we do it?
Yeah, I'm recording. Are you recording?
I'm recording. But
I already know where.
Who knows?
I already know where I'm going to edit this in. See, because now I'm the editor.
Oh my God, this is Wendy's our new producer, guys.
Oh yeah. So if you also hear the intro music over us talking incongruently.
Yeah, or don't get an episode this week.
Right. That's because I'm the new producer.
Yeah. We don't need a man, but we also can't keep a man. So right. It's really whatever narrative you want that you think is most appropriate for this situation.
Right. Whatever makes you feel better about yourself, whether it's that you can't keep one, because I don't need one. But yeah, so there might be a lot of lulls in this. I fucking don't even know what a producer does. I mean, I know that like they will edit lulls in between, like probably maybe this is a lull, but I'm not going to do that. So listen.
The whole podcast is a lull.
Yeah, full for sure.
Oh, this is, and we have poor connection.
Oh, do we? I can hear you fine. Can you not hear me?
Okay. No, I can hear you now. It just keeps going in and out. Okay. It's probably your hair.
It's probably my
I'm sure
wild.
It's not the internet on my... It's probably your permanent... Wendy said... Wendy's hair is all curly and wild.
Yeah.
And she said to me, it looks like I got a permanent. And I was like, are you 1,000? That you just said, not perm, permanent.
Yeah. Well, it looks... No, and I'll show you a picture because there's a difference in a perm and a permanent.
Oh, now it looks really good. Well, now it looks really good.
Now I push it up high. Well, I bought scissors at the liquor store. I'm going to trim it in the bathroom.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I'm doing everything myself. Good. We don't need a producer or a hairstylist.
We don't need a hairdresser. We don't need to be talented.
Nope.
We don't need to look good.
Nope. Well, and I'll send you a picture. So when it's like, I put this leave-in conditioner in to try to help the dead ends. So I could save money and like on cutting it, but also I'm trying to grow it out so you can't trim it every month and I just have to somehow like have it not look
like this.
I'm going
to throw my computer in the trash.
Why?
We have a poor connection. I mean, not emotionally, we have a very strong connection emotionally.
Right. But your computer
you
or your phone?
You keep freezing. You keep freezing.
That's weird because you're fine here.
Yeah, I guess guys, I'm in St. Louis. Who knows?
Yeah.
They might have just got the internet here. I don't know.
I'm in Vancouver, and let me tell you.
They've had the internet for 100 years.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell anyone. Whatever. Who gives a shit? I'm in Vancouver. I'm with Thomas. I mean, like, you know the nice thing about this? A lot of people are like, man, I wish we had a lot of people listening to our podcast. I like that it's us and a few people whose phone numbers we personally have.
And our friends. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was supposed to go meet up with Yale on Friday.
Yeah.
And then my tornado nightmare factory of a friend got into town, so I apologize, Yale, but I'll see you this Friday. I'll see you 2 days from when you're listening to this.
Yes.
And I'll buy you a beer because I feel like a real cunt.
Why, what happened?
I was supposed to go to a show, and then my friend got into town, and I'm wasn't great.
What happened?
Just a little frustrated. I don't think he listens. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
He's just a monster.
Yeah.
In a good way. It's one of my oldest best friends.
Right.
I love him very much. He's the guy that's getting married.
Okay.
His wedding I'm going to. In June. But yeah, he's just like a fucking crazy person.
Like in what way? Like drugs and alcohol? And by that, and I'm not being judgy.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah. Oh, nor am I.
Yeah.
At all. But, like, yeah. Like, he just, like, has, like, so he was here for a conference at a college, and, like, we had plans to, like, do stuff outside of the conference, and instead, like, last night was his last night in town. We went out for dinner, and then he was going to go meet a friend from the conference at a bar, and me and Preston were like, I don't, you know. We don't want to. We've had a couple of beers. We had a bunch of shit to do today. So I'm like, I don't want to be hungover. Andrew got home at 3:03.
This morning?
Yes. And I had to, like, cart him to bed. Like, I had to be like, you are going to bed, sir. Because I was scared he's been fucking, he's broken. I've seen him. He's like a big bull.
Right.
He's like a big drunk bull.
Wait, he's staying with you guys?
He stayed with us, yeah.
Ew. So it's not like, I was like, who cares at what time he gets back to the hotel?
Grateful that Preston's parents were out of town this weekend, which makes me sad to say. Because I would have been really, really embarrassed.
Yeah.
And, like, felt terrible. Like, I was scared he was going to, like, break a piece of their artwork or something.
Holy shit.
No, it's fine. I don't think he listens. But if he does.
Right. And.
Dude, I fucking told you this. Like, and yeah, my feelings are hurt that you chose to just go out and get fucked up out of your mind instead of, like, hanging out with me. That also kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, came home and I was like, he's gonna fucking, like, knock over a painting. Like, Preston's parents have nice shit.
Right.
And then he just, like, he wanted to have another drink and I was like, I will fucking kill you. Yeah, also, this morning, we were gonna go to the City Museum. We, like, had plans. None of that happened, which I knew.
Right.
Like, the second he went out. I was like, we're not gonna go out. He got up at, like, 11:30 when we were getting back from, like, doing health department stuff. He had zero recollection of seeing me last night. Zero.
Like,
zero recollection.
It's weird.
And I was like, oh, you were, like, mad at me. You were, like, mad at me that I was telling you to go to bed.
Yeah, like, there's a...
Because I was like, I'm not going to wake up right now.
No.
And fucking watch you drink for 2 hours. I got shit to do tomorrow. And I also don't feel comfortable... The last time I left you unattended in my home drinking, he fucking knocked shit, my old shitty studio in East Hollywood.
Yeah.
He, like, knocked over my bedside table, didn't even pick it up when he left. Fucking tried to open a bottle of wine. There was wine on the ceiling, all over the walls. Oh, it was crazy. So I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with you in this house, like, alone partying. It's not like even, like, when you were still drinking and doing whatever.
Right.
Like, I would totally
lots
feel like,
of cocaine.
Like, I'm just going to, like, have, yeah.
Yeah, I'm by do a whatever. Bunch
of, but, like, even if you were, like, coked out of your gourd and showed back up drunk, I know that you're at least, no matter how fucked up, responsible enough that if you're like, well, I'm just going to have, like, another drink and a couple cigarettes outside, I'd be like, okay, whatever, just make sure you lock the fucking door.
Yeah. Well, but also...
But this was the truth. I was like, you literally, I cannot supervise you.
Right, and here's the
you
thing.
Need to go to sleep.
And I don't want to say that drugs are good, but this is the benefit of cocaine.
But they are.
Is...
Well...
For most people...
You do your thing, and then I'll do my thing.
Okay, so here's what my pro-cocaine campaign... My procaine campaign.
I like that. I mean, your pro... Just call it a procaine.
Yeah, so this is my procaine. You don't black out. Like, that's what I loved about doing coke is you would drink, but then you don't have the blackout. So it's not where you're, like, sloppy and, like, not wake up and you don't remember things. Now, you are up until 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing things like cutting your own hair. So that's not good, but...
Also, another fun thing. You could also do that, prime example, someone who just bought scissors, not even shears, to cut their own hair at a convenience store?
Yep.
You don't even need cocaine for that.
I gotta tell you, I'm on a bunch of niacin. I took 200 milligrams of niacin, the flush kind. I don't do the no flush bullshit. And it opens up your capillaries. And my mom was telling me, I'm like, this shit is great. It gives me a ton of energy. It makes my skin gets all red, but it, like, increases, it flushes for like 20 minutes, but it speeds up circulation and cleans out your lymphatic system. Like, my skin gets really, like, looks really nice after. And she goes, yeah, that's also what, like, it flushes your system so intensely, people take it so they can pass a drug test. And I was like, good to know. for the future. As soon as this podcast starts making a profit of at least $200, we're getting cocaine and a yacht. And that's...
We know the economy. We can get cocaine on a yacht on $200 split between two people a month, right?
Yep.
That's how that works?
We're on a monthly pay plan. I saw a commercial for, like, Amex where they're buying a very expensive mattress, and you can do a pay plan. Tina Fey said it. I'm sure we can do that with cocaine. We can find a dealer.
Oh, for sure.
Everything's cashless now.
There's one thing drug dealers love. It's working with people who are like, how is there like a barter system or like a payment plan?
Right.
Like I pay $50 now and then like we do $20 installments because this is definitely going to be the only amount of money I ever will owe you for drugs.
Right. Also,
I just need it today and then never again.
Now I need cocaine. Issue. I'm cash poor, but I do watercolor portraits of animals.
Are they good? Probably not very. Right.
Pick a pet, any pet. Doesn't even have to be yours. And we'll do, like, I'll do some cash and some portraits. Huh? What do we think? Some cash, some canvas. What do you think? Huh? Is that...
But also, I need the drugs prior to painting.
Yes, that's...
So I'm going to need the drugs first, and then I'll get started on your animal portraits.
Right.
Your animal watercolors.
Sir,
we should start doing animal watercolors.
I think it's a great idea.
Are we on cocaine? Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. He apparently did a bunch of coke last night.
Now,
he met some dude in a bar.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, it made me, but and he's, like, reeked of cigarettes
but,
and told me to do coke. And I just, like, it made me feel, I immediately felt hungover.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute.
I was like, I need to go throw up right now.
If he did a bunch of cocaine, but he still doesn't remember, like, seeing you, so it couldn't have been that good of cocaine if you were still in, like, an alcohol
Definitely.
Blackout.
For sure.
Not
so, yeah, exactly.
Not to be like a cocaine snob. I'm kind of a cocasaur, and
no,
that sounds almost like a dinosaur that snorts a bunch of cocaine.
It does. It sounds like a dinosaur,
a cocosaurus
that just like chewed on coca leaves. They found it. It was just frantically cleaning its den. Do dinosaurs live in dens? Yes. Like wolves. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you get cocaine from someone and you're not... that's, like, the reason to do cocaine is to come out of a blackout. I mean, I don't want to sit here and talk about drugs all so bad.
That was the one... when I did cocaine, this was years and years and years ago, after... this was not last night at all. but it was after... and I was super fucked up, and I was, like, passed out, and my friend shoved a fucking key of coke, not kilo, just, like, a key bump, and I was immediately like, what's up?
Yeah.
I was chill. I could have driven a car.
Yeah, see?
I drove a car. No, I didn't.
I drove all the way to St. Louis. That was 3.5 weeks ago.
Today is officially, we've been in St. Louis for 4 weeks. We've been here 1 month.
Oh, nice.
As of today, tonight.
Happy 1 month anniversary.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Happy about it.
Yeah, you feel good? You feel like it's going to say
great.
What do you guys do? So wait, is your friend gone already? Did he already go home?
Yeah, I took him to the airport. His flight's at like 4, but I was like, I have to go do more things.
You're like, I have to not look at you.
Yeah, basically.
So why is he
And I'm not an Uber, so like this is when I can take you.
Yeah. Now... so he's getting married. I wonder, is he, like, not happy about getting married? Why, like, and this is, again, not a judgment thing, but it's interesting because it seems like at some point, like, and I know you're kind of going through this, and I'm going through this, which is, like, with drugs and alcohol, for me at least, I liked it because you can check out. I gotta check out, but the more happy I get with my life, the less I want to do that stuff because I'm like, well, I want to be here for this and present and aware. So it seems like...
The most drinking, which is like part of why I gained a cool, officially 25 pounds, because I weighed myself at the new gym I went to, so that was great, in a year, was because I was really unhappy.
Yeah.
And so what I was doing was drinking an obscene amount of whiskey every day, because I was really unhappy. Since I've been here, I've gotten like proper drunk once. Like, where I woke up, we're like, oh, well, tomorrow's ruined. But you know why I did that night? Because I was really unhappy.
Yeah. It's interesting, like...
Like, I don't drink... Like, I'll have a couple of drinks. Like, get drunk and have fun. But I'm not getting obliterated out of my gourd at 32 years old.
No.
Because I'm having a great time.
Nope.
Like, that's just not how it works anymore.
I know. It's a weird, like... And I think I may have said this on the podcast, but I was talking to... again, I'm in Vancouver with Thomas. Oh, my Christ. Let me tell you this. So...
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's interesting, because we've, like... You know, we do, like, sexy, fun things together, but this is... There's a very specific reason.
Like, fly a coach across the country?
Well, like, you know, get weird. Like, we're going to I'm going to give you a hand job and a massage. So our relationship, that's kind of, it's a very, like, we do fun things. That's part of the fun thing of it. We just do the fun part of relationship stuff.
Like, make a masseuse really uncomfortable. You know, fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and can I tell you this? Because he was like, we should go back and, like, maybe she'll let me fuck you in front of her. And I said, you know what? Honestly, I told him, I go, I don't feel comfortable doing this. I said, I don't want to, like, exploit somebody. And he goes,
upset.
He goes, we're not exploiting her. Like, that's, you know, like, they get extra money. And what if they like doing it? And I'm like, I've got to tell you from personal experience. Yeah. I go, no, not me. Not me. I think you're great. I like whatever we do together. I go, but, like, sometimes... You're pretending that you like it because you know you're getting paid. I go, in the same way that, like, when I was a barista, I pretended to be super fucking excited to give someone their coffee at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was never excited to do that. I was 100% like, I'd rather be in bed. But I'm like, this is my job. So I have to be like, fucking, yeah, I want to clean the bathroom. Of course I do.
Yeah.
It's a job. So.
Yeah. And I want a tip.
Yeah. Most people. Yeah. When you're serving eggs, you're not like, boy, am I excited to go and bring eggs to these people and have a baby. You know, scream the whole time.
Oh, well, there's a baby.
Yeah, you.
I'm, yes.
You're on board.
Then I am into it. Then you don't even have to leave me a tip. Just leave me your baby.
But yeah, you pretend to like shit that you don't like because you're like, what's my job? I'm getting paid for this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And you have to try to have a good attitude to just make it through whatever you're doing at work. So he goes, have I ever made you do something where you feel like uncomfortable? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And so, but I'm like, I want to be like, dude, of course I'm going to say no because, like, this is also part of...
Yeah, you dummy.
This is also part of the deal is that I go, like, no, I think...
Yeah.
It's great. One of my personal favorite things to do is wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go work out and take a shit so that I can come over and be fucked at 9 o'clock in the morning. Like, of course I have to be like... What? No, I love to wake up and force myself under duress at 6:30 in the morning... to start shitting.
Yeah.
And then go sweat so that I don't... So my pussy smells good when I'm getting fucked at 9 in the morning. So that was... So I had a lie. First thing to start a vacation.
Oh, but that's like, good. Well, and that's a good start to any vacation. Lying to your partner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're partners-ish. I mean, that's the great thing is that it's like, you know, it's like a...
Partner, friend, employer, just... Whatever. Just lying in general. Yeah. Lying in general.
Yeah.
It's always a good start to any day.
So, but yeah, it's just an interesting thing where, is that a beer?
Oh, no, it's iced tea.
Oh, my God.
But it's in a beer glass.
Yeah, okay.
It is in a beer glass. It is in a St. Louis Cardinals beer glass, but it is iced tea.
Yeah.
Now I wish it was a beer. I'd be way cooler if it was
a
beer.
Oh, man, I was like, you're so fucking cool. You're drinking a beer. Yeah, the last time he was here with Thomas, it was interesting because I was like, was drinking heavily. And I didn't have cocaine because I was, you know, had a flight. But I was like, I mean, I was snorting Sudafed in the hotel room the last time I was in Vancouver. It was fucking a mess.
Ugh.
And I was like, to the bartender, I remember, and he was like, the last time he was nervous. The last time I was here, I was like fucking hammered at the hotel bar on his room. And I'm like, yeah, he pays me. I'm one of like five chicks he's fucking. I said that to the bartender while Thomas was next to me at the bar. This was last year.
Oh!
Yeah. I didn't tell you this?
No.
Yeah? Thomas goes, he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, it's been a year and now I feel more confident. Like, you know, I'm like, our relationship is, I go, now I feel like confident that you like me and I'm not as insecure. I go, I'm also not wildly drinking and snorting over the counter sinus medication. So I'm a little bit more emotionally stable. Yeah.
Oh, again, yeah. Great way to start the trip.
So, but last time I flew out and met him here. And so this time we were like, oh, this will be fun. Because Tyler, our son Tyler, is watching Sebastian.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we'll fly. Yeah, love you, Tyler. I'm like, so we'll fly out together. And I'm like, that'll be like a fun kind of like, you know, a cute thing to like fly together. And I'm like, oh, and then I can pretend I have like a, like an actual, it's like a fake relationship for like a week. Right?
Yeah, because nothing's more fun than traveling with a person. That's just a blast. It's my favorite thing about having Preston in my life is getting to go through security and fucking wait on shitty planes. Going, we could die at any moment. That's my favorite part about our relationship. Looking like shit.
Yep. I just so.
Yep, it's my favorite part. I had
a cute sweater, and I'm like, this will be a fun, cute thing. When I started my period the night before we're leaving. So I have like, I don't sleep the night before. He gets to my apartment early in the morning. I'm like, I haven't slept. I have cramps. I'm bleeding like crazy. So we go, we're like, this will be easy. We'll get to the airport. We get to LaGuardia. We're like, we get in the car, we get in the cab, and he's like, oh, our flight got delayed an hour, and we had a connecting flight in Toronto. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. We'll just hang out in the Delta Lounge. Cool. So we get there, and I'm like, wow, the lounge is really crowded. Well, there was fog. Everyone's flights were delayed. Our flight kept getting we had breakfast, and we were there for the changeover to lunch. We had to hang out in the Delta Lounge. What started out as like a cute, like, ooh, how fun. We're like having breakfast and like we're naughty and look at all these like, you know, like legit married couples and like we're being, you know, we have like a dirty little.
We're bad.
We have like a little secret. And like, it was fun for dirty talk last night, but it was not fun for the 16 hours that it took us to get to Vancouver. We had to change our flight. We had to fly into Atlanta.
What the fuck?
Yep. And then from Atlanta, we were supposed to be in Vancouver at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. We got in at like 11:30 at night. It was, and so we were sitting together and then we got moved to separate seats. And on the flight from Atlanta to Vancouver, the long flight, I had a seat assignment, middle seat. And I'm like, shit.
Did he get bumped up to first class?
Well, close enough, Delta Comfort. And I was pissed. He goes, oh, shit, I don't even have a seat assignment. And I'm like, you might not get on the plane. And then we get there, and he's like, oh, 15B. And then I go, you got Delta Comfort, you motherfucker. So now I wasn't like, no. And I keep, like, cramping. I'm bleeding, but I can't really eat a lot because, like, I'm supposed to be, like, the sexy vacation girlfriend, Barbie.
Yeah.
But I'm also bleeding and tired. And he gets bumped up to Delta Comfort. He boards first. I started sobbing like when I got on the plane. I'm like, he's going to meet somebody in Delta Comfort.
Oh my God.
I'm like, and I don't have any food. And I'm like, boarding the plane and I pass him and he's looking at his computer. He doesn't even look up at me. And I'm like, that's it. We're broken up. He's going to find some other fucking whore to pay. And I mean, I fucking lost my shit and cried in the middle seat. And the guy.
Oh, I'm sure the people in the row with you were very excited as well.
Oh, yeah. And my TV wasn't working. I'm like, I'm not going to drink. And part of me was like, fuck it. I'm getting a vodka. I got a credit card. I'm getting a vodka. So I go to get my TV to like order a drink and the TV system's like not working. And
did the people next to you have their working TVs?
Yep.
Oh, that's the fucking worst. That's the worst.
And I was tapping it, and then I just like put my leg just stood there, and I'm like, you're not gonna drink. It's not gonna help. You're emotional. And then I just put my sunglasses on, and I lean my head back, and I just sobbing uncontrollably. And the dude,
as the two people next to you were just like, fuck.
The guy next to me. From New York, did not acted as if I was not there, and in fact was putting his arms and legs all up in my space.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman next to me was Canadian and was very kind, and she said, "Would you like a tissue? Would you like some almonds?"
Oh my God! You know what I love about that is the fun story you gave those people to take with them. on their travels.
Yep. And then, and I was like, and then I'm like, I hope this whole plane crashes. I hope we all fucking die. I was off the rails because I hadn't eaten very much. It's just in my head. I wasn't saying it out loud. I was like,
oh, good. Because if you were, we would not be recording this podcast right now.
Well, maybe from jail. I mean, now that it's so easy, I could probably figure out how to do it on my phone from jail.
Oh, we need to talk about this, by the way.
Yeah.
We're recording this sans fucking anybody.
Yeah.
Just us.
Yeah, and not in a shitty way. And we're not, like, being cunty about it, but we...
No, Marty's on vacation.
Yeah, he's on vacation, and we just... Our schedules didn't coordinate enough, and we didn't plan ahead to record.
Which I know does not sound like us at all.
I know, it's right? Because normally
we're so responsible.
And
on top of our shit.
And when I remember, like, it was like a week and a half ago, I'm like, hey, would you send me that MP3 file? I'm going to, like, try and, like, see. And what kind of microphone to use? I never got a microphone. I looked it up and it was expensive. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that. We don't make enough money. It's like,
we don't make enough money for fucking microphones.
If nothing else, if we can't figure out how to make an episode, we'll just personally call everyone on the Patreon.
Yeah, we'll be like, hey, guys, we need everyone's numbers. Cool. We're going to three-way call you for an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun... Hey, if someone sends us $100, we will talk to you on the phone for an hour. And by talk to you, I mean we'll just talk to each other.
Yeah.
And you can, and you can have the privilege.
Right. And then for another $200, you can block us. We'll block
for $200. If you send us $250 today, this is a one day only deal. If you send us $250, you never have to listen to the podcast again.
That's a great deal. Yeah, that's a really good deal. For $200, we will file a court order against ourselves in your favor. Some kind of a restraining order.
Oh my god! This is a great. See, this is. We're fucking idiots. This is what we should have been doing all along. Pay us to not listen.
I know. That's
how we make money with this.
Right. If you
pay us to never have to listen to the podcast again. Oh, by the way, you know how we say rate and review? I never checked that and I did. We have we have 1-star ratings. So if you've been rating and reviewing and giving us less than 5 stars, I'm not asking you to do that.
That's so funny. I gotta read those. Are they funny?
No, they don't like write anything.
Oh.
There's no like 1-star written reviews, but I think they just pressed 1 star.
Oh.
So like if you did that, don't listen.
Yeah, then just stop listening to the show. But that's what I think people do. They just like
Or just like don't review it. You can keep listening begrudgingly and hating us. Just don't review it.
Yeah.
Keep getting those sweet download numbers that nobody cares about because I think we're still on a network, but not really. So, dude. Like, no one's tracking anything.
Yeah, I don't even know. Well, and at this point, you know, like, whatever. I mean, when I was talking to Tyler, I mean, I know this show, like, it started out with, like, better yourselves and pursue your goals, and we are doing that, but just the podcast has, like, stopped.
The podcast has stopped reflecting that. And I think is actively reflecting something very different. But we are pursuing our goals and changing our lives. Again, St. Louis, 4 weeks.
Yeah. And what have you... Okay, let's inspire some people. Let's stop talking about... Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's just... Oh, and another thing. And then let's just quick... Could change subjects.
Yeah, and another thing. What can I tell you? But so... Oh, here's the benefit. Now, here's something inspiring. So... When things are terrible, I'm always like, so I'm on the plane, my TV doesn't work, I'm crying, and I'm like, this is going to be funny. I was like, this would be really funny if it wasn't happening now. Like, this is going to be funny in 2 or 3 hours. And Thomas is like, he sent me, this is actually really sweet, because I'm like, he forgot about me. He's having sex in my mind. I'm like, he's having sex with someone else. Delta Comfort is still 3-seat. That's not
on this plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just... crazy. I'm like, that's what's happening. And I'm like, he didn't even care about me, but he's like, I brought snacks. Here's like a Kind bar. And I'm like, oh, I want your Kind bar. And then I forgot on the plane. I was like, actually, can I have that? I'm kind of hungry. But he did. They have like the little food, the shitty food now on planes. They don't have like.
It's so bad.
It's like, I mean,
those weird, gross boxes they sell.
Yeah. And it's all just sandwiches that are like 70% bread. And they're big, but it's huge.
I haven't even got a sandwich on a plane. I think it was when I was coming back from Boston. When I visited you and then went to Boston in October. I think it was when I was coming back from that. And I was fucking starving. And the flight also, that flight took 7 goddamn hours for some reason. Like, of it being in the air. Yeah, it's insane. And they had like a cheese box. And I was like, perfect. It had like some dried fruit and cheese and like almonds or whatever. It was like $11. I did give a shit. I got it. It was all American cheese.
Ew.
Like, it claimed to be like a Gouda and a Swiss and like a Camembert. It was not. No. It was just all like really processed, disgusting cheese.
Well,
that I paid $11 fucking dollars for.
And the other thing too is I think that there should, and I understand that they have to be like, just they have to have cost effective things on a plane. But when people are trapped in a tube without like proper airflow, maybe let's not hand out cheese and dried fruit to a bunch of people, especially processed cheese.
Well, yeah.
Like,
do you fart on planes?
I desperately try not to. Do you?
No.
No.
And that's cut for me.
I know.
See, okay, I'm a gross cunt, but I'm considerate.
Right.
I'm very considerate. I would never fart on a plane. Ever. I will go to the bathroom.
Right.
Because you get gassy on planes.
Yeah, yeah.
I get gassy anywhere.
And yesterday was the first day of my period. That's when we were flying here. And the first day of my period.
Oh, so period farts.
Period farts. But also, the first day of my period is normally when I take like 4 beautiful giant shits. Because I've been backed up for the last day or two just with the, like, preparing for a period. Listen, don't get old, kids. I normally take, like, these really gorgeous shits the first day of my period. Because you have the cramps and I lay down and, like, stretch my belly out. But I was the opposite. So I'm, like, sitting in a seated position. And I'm just taking...
Crying, dehydrated.
Yep, and taking Midol to try to help the cramps, which does not help the first day.
No, it doesn't do anything.
And then, like, just gas, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then I'm like, and then I'm supposed to be, like, a sexy fuck tonight? And I kept, like, trying to find cute ways with Thomas to be like, yeah, normally, like, and I did it because I would just be at home kind of, like, stretched out, you know, like... You know, like, not going too far from the bathroom. Like, trying to, in a way, let them know, like, I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm really... You should be happy that I'm not punching you and or other people in the face right now. Like...
Yeah.
Me not fully flipping out and brandishing a weapon on people on this plane is the same as me just blowing you for 16 hours straight. Like... That's how shitty I feel. The fact that I'm not threatening violence on strangers should be as, like, I should be rewarded as if I am blowing you.
Yeah.
It was, no. I went, and I was in the middle seat on the long flight. I got up, I went to the bathroom like 7 times. I was like, sorry. Because I had to fart.
Yeah. Wendy just did this crazy, like, she was like a little, like, blah. Like, she's, like, laid back with a lot of arms. I had to fart. Mom!
God,
Mom!
Just
fart.
I mean...
God!
Yeah, it's...
Don't let me fart in the middle seat on planes.
Oh! Yeah.
I just want to blow this guy who's paying me money and fart in the middle seat on this plane, Mom. God!
Look, I make good money to blow people in Vancouver, all right? So why won't people just let me fart on the middle seat in this plane? It's almost as if.
Who farts?
Please tell me.
Oh, here we go. Preston farts on planes.
Why?
Which just, again, proves how rich and white he is.
What?
Oh, shit.
What? Why does...
I'm getting another FaceTime call right now.
Why does he fart on planes?
Because he's rich and white, so he doesn't... So he's never had to be considerate of anyone else's feelings ever.
Yeah, but is that a rich white thing? Or is he like... I mean, that's... If he was Japanese, because I know Japanese people openly fart. That's like some...
Well,
it's cultural.
He does... He thinks... Like, he's... He has that, but we're like, you can't hold a fart in.
Oh.
Like, you cannot. Like, he's like, you cannot hold a fart in.
Is that why he's so thin? That's actually why he's so thin.
Okay. With how much fucking ass I bust, if that's why he's, I should be Kate Moss.
Yeah.
if your weight was contingent on the amount of fucking hot beefs you dropped every day, I would be gorgeous and thin.
Is that water weight? No, it's gas. These are, I'm like retaining a lot of hot beef in my calves for some reason.
There's just like a lot, I carry a lot of hot beef in my thighs.
Oh, my beefy thighs? Where I store all the,
my beefy thighs, it's gaseous right. beef, actually.
I'm sorry.
That's the cellulite. The cellulite is the clouds of beef. It's the beef clouds.
It's weird. I've gone up in clothing four sizes. But on a scale, I've lost 17 pounds because I've lost fat but gained gaseous cloud matter.
We should be scientists.
I know. We absolutely should be. We are. We should be recognized for being nutritious. Now, but hold on. The farting on a plane, it's not even about other people. Like, it's about for myself. Like, I don't want to be trapped in a room with my own farts.
Oh, that's not my thing.
I don't want to fart in this hotel room. Did you just fart?
No, that was my mouth.
Oh.
That was my face butt.
my face butt. I want you to...
You're like a kid.
Well, I just started...
Wendy on Niacin in Vancouver is like a child. She like, it took her...
face butt. Well, I was just picturing, like, what a funny way to like refer to making out and be like, oh, you want to like eat out my face butt? Excuse me?
If you, first of all, if you don't think I am saying that to Preston this afternoon... Welcome to Pussy Fart Gang. This is obviously your first episode you've ever
heard. All right. Oh, I just want to... He, like, ate out my face butt so hard.
Yeah. Dude, he was, like, he was tonguing the shit out of my face butt. What?
Excuse me?
Ma'am?
Oh, man.
Ma'am, you need to get out of this middle seat on this plane. We are... It has been fully deplaned. We need to reboard. You're making no sense. You need medical help.
I need, actually, do you have those little floss things? What I got to clean out, I got food in my face butt. Excuse me?
I have hot beef in my face butt.
Yeah.
Not like gaseous beef. Like actual, I ate a French dip sandwich before I boarded this plane, which contributed to the teeth beef and also the gaseous cloud beef in my thighs.
I have teeth.
That's why I've gained 20 stone. Are you British? Yep. No, It's a science cloud term. You wouldn't understand.
Right, 20 stone. I'm going to... Science we're plus. En route to Vancouver. I assume they also use the British weight system. I've gained 20 stone. I'm sorry, I have teeth beef in my face butt. I'm sorry, what? Teeth beef in my face butt.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Ma'am?
I need to just run in the bathroom real quick. Oh, you think I'm going to walk out, you walk off this plane into the terminal of the airport with teeth beef in my face butt? You're out of your mind. Out of your mind if you think I'm going out in public with teeth beef in my face butt.
In a new country, I'm representing America here.
You may not know who I am, but I have a podcast and we have tens of listeners.
We have single digit numbers.
Yep.
It's a professional term. You probably don't
know. We have bigger numbers, but we have single digit reviews. We have single star reviews.
We have single star reviews. Because we ask people to rate and review. Apparently something missed in translation. I don't know.
Wait, we gotta be more specific.
They were like, oh, you want us to be honest? No, don't be honest. Lie. Give us 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
That's what we want from you. If someone, by the way, doesn't draw a picture of teeth beef in your face butt,
I'll be very sad.
I'm gonna end this podcast.
Yeah, I think we gotta have that
in the appropriate to make it an hour. In 20 minutes, I'm gonna end this podcast.
Yep. But dude, so But it was, I remember, I'm like, oh, this would be fun. Pretend like I, you know, have like in a relationship. And then by the end, we finally got here after transferring and getting switched. And he did buy me a sandwich, the last like prepped meal he paid for, and they sent it back to me. So that was nice. So I'm like, well, maybe even if he's fucking someone else, at least he got me a sandwich. They were like, are you Wendy? And I said, yes. And they're like, okay, the gentleman up front bought this for you. And I was like, oh, that was nice. But I was still mad for him for having sex with that imaginary person.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's good to know that, like, you don't even have to be in, like, an official relationship to be mad at the person you're fucking.
Oh, yeah.
For things that they didn't even probably think about.
No.
Let alone do.
Well, and here's, now this is what's interesting. When people go, like, what's the benefit of, because at this point, Thomas and I have been together, I mean, someone I've been with for, like, it's, like, almost 2 years. And, like, a month, it'll be 2 years. My longest boyfriend, the two longest relationships I've had were 2.5 years. And so with Tom, but it's interesting. So you go like with the, like, you know, with someone who's like, you know, like giving you money, who has you on an allowance, I'm like, oh, this is what it's for. It's not for the fucking, it's for this kind of stuff where I'm like, I'm not going to be a cunt on this trip.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, I can see why that's like, oh, are you going to give me extra spending money on while we're in Vancouver? Then I guess what I'm going to do? Not cry in front of you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, but it's interesting because I'm like, oh, I can control my, if this was my actual, because we both earlier in the day, when at the Delta Lounge, it was real, dude, oh my God, John Turturro came in the Sky Lounge.
Who did?
John Turturro, the actor from Quiz Show. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, I know who John Turturro is.
Lost my mind.
I think you said Jonathan Rowell for a second. I was like, what?
That would have been great. No, John Turturro walked in the Sky Lounge and I at LaGuardia and I was like, oh, he's so fucking hot.
Is he?
Because I think he's one of my favorite actors, but in real life, he had a white fitted shirt and jeans, and I was like, holy Christ, he was fucking real sexy.
I gotta Google him.
Yeah, his face, I've always been attracted to him. I've always thought he's attractive. But he was looking real fly yesterday.
That's so funny.
And I was like, I'm so glad I have another old dad to fuck.
All these old dads, so many old dads, so little time.
I know.
All these sexy old dads.
But yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to finish your thing.
Oh, well, here's what I...
Finish your thing.
But here's a benefit too. So, I mean, this is... We'll try to do something motivational and, like, help people that are listening instead of us just being, like, we're literally just broadcasting our conversations. So he went up to the thing... to change our flights, to the front desk, change our flights, and I'm holding down our fort because the lounge was so crowded because everyone's flights were delayed. So it was like this, like rich people refugee camp, and I was just like, hey, this is... So people were trying to take his chair, and I'm like, oh, my, this is my husband's chair. I would just say husband because it sounds more official than boyfriend. And I look old enough, you know, at this point my hair...
It also sounds more rich.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds... But my husband...
Husband sounds more rich than boyfriend.
Yeah. And I have this ring that my mom gave me. So it's white gold with diamonds. It's like real. My mom gave it to me though, but I just like put it on my ring finger. So I'm like, my husband.
And they're like, oh, you must be so poor.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm actually so rich, which is why I wear it.
You can pick up your hand.
Right. But it's a
trick. The weight of your ring.
Yeah.
Isn't so great.
Yeah. That you can lift it. But this is a trick. This is actually, I'm like, I'm so rich that I'm like throwing you off the scent by having a small ring. It's called a double fake out.
It's called all I know how to do is lie. Right. Constantly and about everything.
And so, but he told the counter lady, she was like, oh, well, do you want me to change your wife's ticket? And he was like, yeah, sure. And then she was like, okay, if you want to get your wife. And he didn't correct her because, like, who fucking gives a shit? We're like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, we're like, nobody cares. So, and then I also used it later. Finally, when we finally get here, I didn't get to sit by him on any of the flights. And I felt like a little kid. I was like, I just want to sit by my boyfriend on the plane. Like, it was just such a fucking childish. So then we get here. We're going through. We do the passport. I'm so tired. And he gets done. And he's in line. And there are like five people in between us. And I'm like, I am standing by him. I just want to be by. Even though I'm mad and I don't want to talk to him. But I'm like.
Oh, no, you don't want to talk to him.
But I'm like, and we're both tired. And kind of, even though we didn't. make it happen to each other. The fact that we went through it together, we're like, I don't even want to fucking look at you. We're tired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there, but I'm like, I wasn't even happy about it. I'm like, I go, sorry, that my husband's up there. I have to, excuse me. All loud. And then I go and I stood by him, but we both crossed arms and then look at each other. And I was like, ooh, we look like a real married couple. Cause we're like.
Mad all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the tip for like, when something seems terrible, now when we're fucking later last night, because we did have sex, I'm like super tired. We're both really tired when we get back. And I'm like, oh, but you do have a really sweet dick. And we do like fucking each other. So we get back and we're super tired. And he's like, how was your period? And I'm like, super, I'm like heavy and gross. He's like, get a towel. And I was like, yes. So then while we're fucking, I'm like, I go, yeah, when she asked you, the lady at the desk, when she said, is that your wife? You should have said, that's not my wife. That's my whore. And then we both came. And I said, because I was like, can we just get this over with? I'm trying to like, trying some good dirty talk to just like, will you just come so we can go the fuck to sleep? And I was a good trick. And I was like, I will make a great wife someday. I can just.
Oh my God.
It's, you lie everywhere. You lie to him to make him come and be like, just get off of me. Trying to enjoy Vancouver, which is a very married person fucking.
It very much is. It's very much like a hiking married couple, like an active married couple city.
Yeah, but this is the best kind because he's gone at work all the time. And I'm just like, I guess I'll just call my best friend and fuck around on the phone.
How long are you there for? I'm like, are you there till Friday? Yeah. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to go to the market tomorrow, the Granville Market. And
doesn't he have a conference or something in St. Louis? Can he come to St. Louis for some bullshit?
He probably can't. Oh, that would be hilarious.
That would be the best.
Well, and can I tell you, because he's listened to the show, and he probably let yesterday go, yeah, I'm recording with Megan tomorrow. If you don't know who we're talking about, Life is Screaming, go back and listen to that episode. We read an email from Thomas. It was when he and I first started seeing each other.
It was a really good one.
We'll like dirty talk. We just say, you know, you just say weird shit when you're fucking. And he's always like, I'm going to fuck this. But one time, this was like 6 months ago, he's like, he said something, because we'll just talk about like fucking different people and whatever. And he's like, yeah, you can bring over Megan. And I'm like, nope, we're not bringing, we're not. Nope. Let's not bring.
That's amazing.
I'm like, we're not going to bring specific names in too.
We're not going to bring in specifically my best friend. Yeah, in. That would be.
I'm like, you know what?
But hey, you know what, Thomas? Hey.
Do it.
That's it. I'm just going to say it.
I mean, we'll charge him triple.
I can't wait to tell Preston that.
Oh.
He'll just make his sports watching face. He'll just like squeeze his head.
Yeah. It's anyway, so.
He'll just like, he'll put his head up and go, ugh. That's exactly what Preston will do.
Yeah. So that's what's going. So that's, there we go. There's how I motivated people there. We're on message. No one cares. Starburns isn't listening.
Oh, that was motivating. That was very motivating. That was very motivating, Wendy. Really good job.
Make your job
nailed
fun.
It. Let's write a book. Let's write a book. This beer is so refreshing.
Is that a delicious beer? So, wait a minute. So, I know
it's
this,
really
but our listeners don't know this. And you could probably just call Karen and Tyler, but it's more fun to tell those two people that listen over the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your 1 month anniversary in St. Louis.
It's our 1 month anniversary in St. Louis. And we are all set. We got everything done. We're like officially, legally, like county health department, all that bullshit, insurance. We're all set. And fucking, hey, Midwest, I get it, you're nice, but it's like, it's jarring and upsetting to me because everyone has been so nice and supportive. And this has been way easier than I think it should have been. We got into the three markets we most wanted to get into.
Nice.
Officially. We're like in, which it's not like LA where it's like you have to apply and then there's a lottery and then like, you know, how many social media followers do you have? Like, you know, very LA bullshit. This is just like people are like, Oh, you want to, like, I thought applications would be like applications. No, it's just like, you just, you're like, hi, I want to do this. And they're like, great, cool.
That's
welcome.
But like in LA, they're like, okay, great. So we like, this is your food product. Now, when does the camera crew show up to film your reality show?
Yeah, exactly. What, no, which reality show are you already on? Right. That we can, it's fucking crazy. So I'm super stoked. And I'm spending a lot of money, but less than we so far have probably put, like, what, once everything's covered and paid for and we've got the whole setup ready and all the markets are paid, it'll probably end up being like $3,500 in startup costs.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Like way, yeah, it's crazy. But if you're in St. Louis, we're going to be at Tower Grove every Tuesday from 4 to 7.
Nice.
And we're going to put this on all our bullshit. And then, so Tuesday, Tower Grove, 4 to 7. Wednesday, we'll be at Schlafly, which is a really cool brewery in Maplewood, 4 to 7. And then Saturday, we'll be in U City off Del Mar from 9 to 1.
Dude.
Till fucking November.
Because I remember when you were talking about moving and here. So see, look, this is actually motivational. And we had even changed the name of the podcast.
Yeah, fuck you, guy.
To a fucking queef joke. But your plan was to be there. Like, you made this decision and, like, executed it in a short amount of time. And you got a road trip in.
Yeah, I can't fucking believe. It's crazy that today we got our fucking Hep A shots, which apparently you have to do to work in any food place in Missouri. I don't know.
Is Hep A a big problem there?
Apparently. I had no idea. It was the epidemic of the pandemic of Hep A just running ravage in St. Louis. I have no idea, but you have to.
Yeah. How do you get Hep A? Is that something that you need for all, like in every place to do food service? My vitamin D is wearing off. I'm like, do you need it for all? And it just started malfunctioning.
For all. No, you've worked in fucking places in LA.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I don't. So yeah, whatever. We did that today and we got the last of our fucking paperwork in. And so everything's done. I'm going to finish the website tomorrow. And then our website will be live, which fucking fuck that. Everybody does ads for Squarespace and we don't make any money. And Squarespace, if you want to sponsor us, great. But I'm going to need some more help with this fucking website because you make it sound like it's real easy.
Yeah.
And it is easier than, like, it's easier than writing code. yes, it's easier to build a website with a platform like that.
Don't worry. It's easier.
But it's still fucking tedious.
Yeah.
And, like, why can't, like, just resizing an image or, like, I need to move this page here. The amount of other websites I had to go to and questions that I had to ask, we've been working on this website for 3 weeks. And I still hate it. But I got to make it live, so it's just whatever.
Yeah, I see.
But yeah, Squarespace, you're not that great.
No.
Squarespace, better than writing your own code.
Right.
That's what you're fucking, that's what your tagline
Squarespace. Squarespace, more convenient than going to school for 6 years.
Yeah. It's slightly cheaper.
Right. Hey, your website's easier to build than an actual apartment complex. It's like...
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. So it's... But yeah, we got everything done in exactly 1 month, which I am fucking stoked on.
That's so...
I am so stoked, and I can't believe we did it. And I totally think, not to sound like a big mushy bitch, but doing this podcast was like super helpful. Because unlike certain former people that may or may not have been on this podcast, Wendy and I have always done every challenge, and we really did like look at this as trying to make us less shitty.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would have had the balls to be like, fuck it, we're going to do it. If we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Because it holds us accountable.
Yeah. I feel the same way about like with the drinking stuff. in the drill, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's so obvious and to like, we're so, oh, my hair is standing straight up. I'm sorry that I did that when I was trying to be sincere.
Yeah, it is insane. Yeah, you look just like Tina Turner.
Yeah. I look like Tina Burner. That's the mess.
Tina Turner, Tina Turner has been dead for 15 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then yes. Yeah. Then you look like current Tina Turner.
Yeah, it is interesting. Once you start actually holding yourself accountable, even in a little way, like, and I know we've, like, I was going back through footage where we made a joke of, like, when we first started doing it, recording this, when we thought about it, like, 4 years ago or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it really has, like, I feel, and I know, I noticed that with both of us, where you find yourself, like, when you're talking and, like, obviously the, on the podcast, we're still talking. We're not organized like a real show. We actively go against, like, doing segments. Like, I was talking to Tyler.
Yeah.
About, like, oh, how to make the show. He's like, well, you know, you do, like, segments, and you have guests on, and then you promote it. And I'm like, yeah, but we don't, oh, that's, like, not really our thing. We mostly just, like.
You're like, what about doing none of those things?
Right.
How about that? Can we do none of those things?
Right. And then, but it is just to do it over time where you just, where you're like, okay, people are listening, and you start to hear yourself repeating things and patterns, and then you're like, oh, fuck, I guess I do have to change. Otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, you're just. Oh, and so it feels good though. Feels like,
yeah, I'm really, I'm, and like, there's the thing. We could still, this could totally blow up in our faces, and I could just throw $5,000 away, and it won't work. But I'd rather do that than have not done this and spent the rest of my life being fucking miserable, and constantly be like, what if we'd done that?
Yeah. It's like,
but I'm being positive, and that's not going to happen, which goes against everything in my body.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's such a cool thing. It really is like a fun thing where you go like, oh God, let's see if this will work. Oh shit, I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah. And I'm just spending money, and I'm not making any fucking money, which hopefully will change next week.
Yep.
Our first market's a week from tomorrow, so Tuesday the 23rd.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, hopefully it'll change this month, because if I can get this thing, if I can edit this, if this episode comes out, that means that we each made, from this episode, a little bit of extra money because we didn't pay, and we love, look, we love Marty, so this is not, but this is like, you know, it's
business, baby.
Yeah, it's business. They're like, yeah, you guys saved a little bit of money, but watch the episode, somehow it's 3 hours long because it's just like, just my audio, just your audio.
Yeah, that would be, ooh, that would be a fun episode to release. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it'll be like, it's one of those, you know, like the, you know, like POV porn where like that, but it's like, but it's like,
I hate POV porn.
Yeah, so do I, but this would be POV pods, but it's like Preston, PPOV, Preston's point of view. So it's,
yeah, exactly. You could just be, and then we'll just, when we release that episode, we'll also release a picture of Preston just like with his arms up, looking at the ceiling, very upset.
Yeah, so it's just, yeah, that'll be great. Oh, and now this is going to be interesting because I don't know how to edit this properly. It'll be fine because my earbud just died, and so I'm on my microphone, but you're on speaker, so maybe it'll be like,
ooh. Okay, we should probably, let's end this, because this last few minutes might be terrible.
Yeah. Oh, as if the, first of all, the whole episode has been not interesting, because it's, now we're even less professional, because normally, like, I'm kind of a little bit more focused, because I'm, like, in a room with
a, just a man judging you?
Yeah, because there's normally a man keeping me on point, and I'm in a studio, but now I'm, like, just free bleeding into my workout pants in a hotel room. Just looking at
you. This is what the suffragettes fought for. You know what I mean? Like this. We can do it.
Yeah.
We just don't.
Right. We can. You will not like it.
We can do right. it. We should not
right.
do it.
But.
We will not do it. But we can. We could.
Right, if we wanted to. So, see, here's another example of, look, a lot of people will be like, hey, maybe don't do that, but we're going to do it anyway. And
yeah, because We're fucking feminists.
And now, here goes our theme song, written and produced by man.
A man.
Rick Wood.
Oh, God. Did you stop recording?
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fucking. With the pussy fucking.